Hello?
Hello, this is customer service. My name is Deanna. I believe you're waiting for a callback. Is there anything that I can assist you with today?
Yeah, I got a shipment of some stuff that I ordered for my wife back December or something, whatever. But I also got a notice today. I got it today, and I got a notice from my bank that they were questioning maybe fraudulent activity on my account. And I called them. And y'all are shipping this stuff without me agreeing to it. And I just need y'all to credit my account for these services, I mean these deliveries. I'm going to send it back to you. I got the one today. I'm going to send it back to you with a request for it to be signed for return, but I'd like you to credit my account.
Regardless of how this conversation ends, we don't accept returns. So if you did attempt to return it, it wouldn't guarantee you a refund or even to cancel your account. It would most likely be thrown out. But in order to assist you, could I get your zip code and your first and last name one more time?
Yeah, 39110. Larry Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R.
Thank you. And for security purposes, could you verify your shipping address?
Yeah, 2012 Tidewater Lane, one more Tidewater Lane, Madison, Mississippi.
Okay. So the products that I'm showing are Lavish Gray Skincare and Lavish Gray Skin Serum, which are products that help reduce fine lines of wrinkles and increase collagen. And you were charged the first $85.90 and $94.90, because that is a end of trial fee. So when you go over your 14 days, you do have to pay for the product. And the second one, that second group that occurred on January 28th, that was part of a monthly subscription, because if you never call to cancel your account, they do convert your trial to monthly subscription. But I can offer you a 50% discount towards future shipments.
Discount on this shipment I've got now?
No, on future shipments to keep your account active with us.
I don't want any more.
We'd even be willing to go up to 75%.
What now?
We'd even be willing to go up to 75%.
No, I don't want it. I hadn't even talked to my wife. I got it for a happy. It was her birthday. And she might like it or not. She hadn't said anything. I don't know. But I guess it was fine print. I didn't agree for a I missed that 14-day deal, so I can understand that. But a second shipment thing, I never agreed to that. And I'd like you to credit my account, do the right thing. If you want to do that, you know, I've already canceled my card. So, you know, I won't be getting any more shipments. But it's not a good way to do business, I don't think. So you will not credit my account.
What I can do for you, I can put your account on a 2-month hold so you'd be able to try that product that's been shipped to you, and see if you change your mind about continuing.
No, I'll continue. I'll hold. Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm listening.
You want me to hold so I can talk to somebody else?
Hold? No, sir. I don't need you to hold.
What are you saying then?
I was saying I can put your account on a hold. So instead of completely canceling your account, I can put a hold on your account where you would have more time to try that product and see if you change your mind or not.
No, cancel. But you can't credit my account for any of this.
Unfortunately, you've already received the product, sir. So we wouldn't be able to issue a refund at this time.
And I can't return it. And it requires y'all to sign for it, and you credit my account.
We don't accept returns.
So I'm out $361.60.
Unfortunately, yes, sir, that is the case.
All right. You try to send it again, but you can't fail me. I've already canceled my card.
All right. I understand that, and I apologize for the confusion. But if there's nothing else that I can help you with today, I just wish that you have a good day, and thank you for calling customer service.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thanks.